שנדחס גימו שם שוס לבשל פאו קיין אוס לבשל טוילס. או not only are you prohibited to cook on fire, you're not allowed to cook on anything that was heated up by the fire. You're going leitan beitza besat kedera, to put an egg near a hot pot, or the shavra al sudar shulchan bo, they should titzle, or even to break it over some garment that was heated up in the fire. Ve'afilu betoilu sachama, even if this thing was heated up by the sun, you have a piece of metal that you put in the sun, it got very hot, you're not allowed to cook on that either. That is only drabonim though. Something that comes from the sun is only drabonim. The guy, besudah shulchan bechava, also gzeir ot tolus u. Like we said before, if you have some garment that was heated up in the sun, you're not going to cook on it. Gzeir, you're going to come on something that was heated up by the fire. Then also, lat mina bechoil of avik tzrochim shulchan mikoach hachava. You also not allowed to bury it in sand and other things that were heated up from the sun. Even if it's not buried in the sand, it's just heated up by the sand. It's also because this is tolus hachama. And bechama atzma, if you just put it out in intense sunlight, and that itself will cook it, that is permitted. Go and litan beitza bechama, litan mayim bechama, gedei sheyichom muta. If you put an egg or water in intense sunlight, and that will cause it to heat up and get cooked, that is permitted. Moshe Feinstein paskin that microwave, even though it's not a fire, but since the regilus is to use that for cooking also, it has the status of a fire. You're not allowed to cook in that on Shabbos either.